Come and bring another raya. Shtei gezuz torius. We have a case of two gezuz torius, those like two porches sticking out over a river. Or shnei gezuz torius, it means you have a house that's right near the river, and it has a porch sticking out of the house that's over right above the river. Now, zu lemalo mizu, there are two porches sticking out of this wall, and one porch is higher up than the other porch, and they're not directly one above the other, it's a little bit away. Is Zulamala Mizu is also Lel Yoinov Loyosl Tachtoina. You made a tikkun that from the top porch you're allowed to schlep up the water from the river down up to the top porch. Of Loyosl Tachtoina. For the bottom porch they did not make this tikkun. Now the tikkun is, we'll see later on, the tikkun is, like Rashi brings down here, is that really it's also because the river is a karmelis. And your porch, since you're yutfachim off the ground, and it's normal rochib dalad by dalad, it's called rishusi yochid. So you are not allowed to schlep up the water from the nor the karmelis into your rishusi yochid. So the rabbanon gave you a heter here, a kula, that are on your porch, hollow out in the middle a mokum dalad by dalad. Let it be dalad tfachim and dalad tfachim, hollow out that mokum. Now either on top of this mokum or right underneath it, right below it, make mechitzas yutfachim. If you have mechitzas yutfachim, we say good achis over water. By b'mayim, we always say kula that these mechitzas go down. Good achis means the mechitzas, these 10 tfachim high mechitzas extend all the way down to the river, as if this reshusa yachid goes straight down to the river. So now you put your bucket through the hole that goes straight down, and it's called you're schlepping up the water from the reshusa yachid onto your reshusa yachid, which is mutter. That's the eitzah to make a tikkun, that from the top porch you made a hole dalal by dalal and you have four mechitzas around it, and those mechitzas, like good achas, go straight down to the water, so it's mutter to schlep the water up from the upper porch. Mashenkin v'loy oslo tachtoina. The people living on the bottom porch, they did not make this tikkun, and they did not hollow out the mokum on their porch in the middle dalal by dalal tfochim, and they did not make any mechitzas gevoya yutfochim. Now the locher is shteim asuris. They're both also to use even the top porch. Cannot use that porch to schnapp up the water from it. Achiyarvu, until they make an aruba chatera together. Now the kasher is, why does the bottom people ask for on the top people? Lechura, the top people, how do they use it? They use it b'shulshul. They just have to lower down the bucket to fill it up. Mashenka, the people on the bottom chotzer, how did the bottom gezustorius in the bottom porch, how were they going to throw their bucket to get it onto the top porch and then get it down that hole in the middle of the porch? They first have to do a zrika. First they have to throw their bucket up to the top porch and then make a shulshul. So according to Shmuel, zeh b'shulshul, zeh b'zrika, we give it to the people that are b'shulshul. So why do we say that top people are also to use it? Because the bottom people have a right to use it also. What do I care if the bottom people use it? But the bottom people use it only b'zrika, and the top people use it b'shulshul. And according to Shmuel, any time we have zeh b'shulshul, zeh b'zrika, we give the reshus to the people that have the easy use of b'shulshul. Have the Gemara Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava b'boyim b'nei tachtoina derech aliyah l'malis. We're talking about here in the Kimta, we'll see later on in the Gemara, that really they were shutfis together. When they built this porch, or when they made the tikkun on the top porch, the b'nei tachtoina also were mishtatif to make the tikkun. So the bottom people have a right to use the top porch also. They were shutfis. Now we're not talking about that they're standing on their bottom porch, and they take their bucket and throw it up to the top porch, and then lower it down through the hole. We're talking about, no, the people walk upstairs to the top porch, and then from the top porch they lower down their bucket. So Lamai says, since these two people, both Rishuyas, have a right to use the top porch, the people living downstairs and the people living upstairs, and they did not make an Aruba Chatzeres together, therefore it's also for both of them to use to schlep up the water from the top porch, like lower the bucket down to schlep up the water. Because it's as if that's the Rishus L'Shneim, and they want to carry the water into the house, that's also to carry the water from this Rishus into the house, obliging Zerim and Rabbanan, maybe you come to carry from Rishus Rabin into Rishus Yochin. That's why it's also for both of them to use the top porch, because the modern people, mamish, walk up to use the top porch. So therefore it's no raya to Rav or to Shmur. Abayi gives another teretz, kagoyin dekaimin b'toich asorah dadodi. We're talking about the bottom porch is not yutfachim lower than the top porch. No, fakert.
The kind of teichasod adodim, they're both in the same 10 tefachim. So the bottom porch is less than yud tefachim away from the top porch. Therefore, it's very easy to use the top porch. That's why the bottom people ask you on the top porch. So the marv loy mi boy koma, loy mi boy yosel tachtoina. Not only if they made the tikkun on the bottom porch, v'lo yosel al yoina, and they did not make the tikkun on the top porch. The asirin, that now when the people on the top porch want to use this tikkun to lower it down into the bottom porch, that they'll make it also on the bottom porch, because as if two people have a right to use it. Kivun the begoy yuda dodi kaiminum is asirin adodi, that since the top porch is not yutfochem away higher than the bottom porch, so since it's a very easy tashmish, that all they have to do is just lower it down over to the bottom porch, and it's less than yutzvachim away, that's called it has a very easy tashmish to the bottom porch. That's why the top people ask around the bottom people to use it. It's as if two different chatzerim, two different mishriyas have a right to use the same mokim, that the answer is zel zeh. But the chiddush is, ela afilu osel el yoyna. Even though you made the tikkun after the people living on the top porch, v'lo yosel letachtoyna, and you did not make this tikkun for the people living in the bottom porch. So now, I would think, for the people living on the top porch, it's very easy. All they have to do is just lower down their bucket through the hole and schlep up the water. So for them to use this mamash kepesach, it's almost very easy. The people living on the bottom porch, it's not so easy. They have to throw their bucket up to the top porch and then lower it down. See, even though they're not yutfachim, they're not lower, they're not less yutfachim below the top one, but since it's harder for them to use it, is leis ve'lezeh tashmish benachas, I would think automatically we give it to the bnei aliyah for the people living on the top porch, for since by them it's so much easier to use it. Kamash mulon. Still the chiddush is no. Kamash mulon. We don't say this swara. That what? Kivan the begoya sora kaiminon asrin adodi. Since l'maisa, the bottom porch, is not 10 tefachim away from the top porch, they taka asa zel zeh. It's as if both rishuyas have a right to use it, and they taka asa zel zeh, one does not ask around the other one. But our koponim, there's no right to Rav Shmuel. We're not talking about now a case that zeh b'sholshol, the zeh b'zrika. We're talking about since they're not yutfachim away one from the other, it's called both of them have an equal, easy use to use it, like a Pesach. That's why, since both these rishuyos have right to use it, they ask that they are there. So Rashi says here that the word is, let's see, the second line of Rashi and the big lines here, in the middle big lines, Kivon dekaimo begoya sora dadodi, shen el yoino gvoya mitachtoina sora. The top one is not 10 tefachim higher than the bottom one. Now, v'yaf agav diakat lezeh v'kosher, lezeh v'nacha, still, it's easier for the top one to use it than the bottom one. Sheyesh miksa zrikim ha-shulshul. For the bottom one to use it, they have to make a little zrikim and a shulshul and lowering it down. V'yom ha-shmul yel, and Shmuel said before, t'chol tashmishu nachas lezeh mizeh, nois nois l'nachas. I, Shmuel, said when it's easier for one, we give it to that one to use it. Let tikshe. Still, I don't have a kasher on him. The time of the hoch, here the reason is, lav mishum tashmish. It's not a svara that they have equal usage here. That's not the svara why it's also. Now, there's a new svara here. Ela mishum dechivon debegoya svara da dodi kaimin, since they're within 10 tefachim away, one from the other, and rishush lishis lezu beloy zu. There can't be any rishush one without the other. Even for one, it's very easy to use it, and for the other one, it's hard to use it. So, Drashi, the svar is shein chilik rishuyas b'neim. There's no chilik between them since they're not yutzfachim away. That's the svar. The chiyam rina. When do we say this whole sugi we're having here now that rishush lishis asmuchu lishdayin lezeh b'nachal lezeh b'kosher? When do we say when we have an in-between, like a tail, an in-between mountain, in-between two rishuyas, that we give it to one, not the other one, that's hani mili hecha the beis rishuyas chalukis, when the two rishuyas are separated, v'goy v'yud, their yud tefachim away, v'goy chotzev aliyah, v'goy beis chatzera samovdolis yud, v'goy v'karkiyosan, oy mechitz asor b'neyin, oy chiritz asorah. Only when there's a separation of 10 tefachim in between do we call the two different rishuyas to say one is shvila, not the other one. But here, that both Rishuyas are next to one another, they're not Yutfachim away, we do not, you can't make any Chalukim Rishuyas. Even though it's easier for one and harder for the other one to use it, but since these two porches are less than 10 Tfachim away, automatically both have the right to use it, and therefore they ask the Zel Zer if they did not make an Aruvah Chaseris together before and before Shabbos. So the Gemara now arrived for this. So the Gemara, Kihod the Yomar Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel. This is the same way Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel said over this halacha. So what? He said over halacha, you should know, Gag has somach Rishus Rabin. If you have a Gag, you have a roof that's near the Rishus Rabin. Let's say on top of your porch, on top of your garage, you have a roof that's near the Rishus Rabin, which is usually 10 Tfachim high. There's in front of your garage Rishus Rabin walks, and your garage is 10 Tfachim high. Now, from this garage on top of the gag, people walk up to their aliyah, to their attic, to their second story. They have a ladder from the gag onto the aliyah. The locker is now, if the people on the attic, on the upstairs, want to be able to carry from their chot, from their house, onto this gag, they have to tzorach sulam kavua. They have to have a sulam, a permanent ladder, on the gag going up to their apartment. Latiroi. Then we say this gag, like it's more meyuchid, for the people living on the attic, and they have the right to use it, not the people in the Rishus Rabin. Now, the Dik is Sulam Kavuin, only if there's a permanent ladder on the gag going up to their attic. The Sulam Arai Loi, if you only have a temporary ladder that you can take away, that's not matter them to carry from their house onto the roof, since we say the Rishus Rabin also has a right to use this roof. Is the Chura my timer? What's the Svara? Lav Mishum. The chivon the betecha sorva lahadodi kaimi asrei hadodi. Since it's within yutfachim one from the other, they taka asa ze al ze. So Rashi explains, my time is a trashi ho gag ze. Eino latashas of neighbor shus rabim klal. The chudu shus rabim have no right to klal to use this gag. And the stam gag is yutfachim hoi. So usually something yutfachim hoi that neighbor shus rabim don't use. So why do we say that without a sulam kavua, if there's not a permanent ladder, the people living in the attic are not allowed to use this gag? Why not? Because the Rishus Rabim walk through on front of it, so what? But since it's yutzvachim, it's ten tzvachim off the ground, the gag, the who it's not aimless for the Rishus Rabim to use it. So why do we say no? If there's only a temporary ladder there, the Bnei Rishus Rabim make it also for the Bnei Chotzer, for the Bnei Aliyah to use it. So the Gemara Rashi says, "Lav mishum luchur the b'hochi yaskin we're talking about t'legiviyam rafeses asor mishus rabin. The balcony here is not 10 tefachim away from mishus rabin. Omimena oirim legag. Now from the balcony, that's the way you go up the top of the gag. Upochus miasor hulo. It's the gag now is less than 10 tefachim away from the rafeses. Almo afagav the rafeses kepesach." Even though for the Mrafeses to use this gag, it's less than 10 tfachim away, it's mamish kepesach. It's mamish very easy. Well, if Nei Rishus Rabin ain't a royu, but if Nei Rishus Rabin to use it, it's not so.
Yes, Dr. Ashiyava, Kivun the Mrafeses, for Rishus Rabin begoyasar adadodi, since the Mrafeses is not 10 tfachim higher than the Rishus Rabin, it's only, let's say, half that, it's only 5 tfachim higher than the Rishus Rabin, is Asri Adodi, still the Rishus Rabim answer on the Bnei Rafesis from using this gag. Dila Fochi, not for this Svaram, time of mind inu. What's the Svaram that the Bnei Rishus Rabim answer on the Bnei Rafesis from using this gag, this roof? We're talking about the Rafesis, does have like Mechitis coming up, Lamalo. Pischa. The Yud Amos Rishus Rabin. It has a Yud Amos high mechitzis, or the Pesach, or it has mechitzis coming up, and the Pesach is only Yud Amos. Dila Begufef is not from mechitzis, see, Saviv, Kivund Logivia Sara Carmelisi. If it wouldn't be for the mechitzis, it would have a Shem Carmelis to the top of the balcony. Vesulam Lamahani Lo, the Kometalki Mikamelis, should Rishus Yochid. So it's talking about that on top of the balcony, the one mechitza is coming up that makes its own Rishus Yochid. But since the balcony is not Yud Tfachim higher than the Bnei Rishus Rabim, so since they're both within 10 Tfachim, that's this Svara that they ask the Zel Zeh. So Tzirai, even though it's easier for the Bnei Rafeses to use it,
because for them it's less than 10 tefachim high, the gag. And for Bnei Rishus Rabbim, the gag is 10 tefachim higher. So it's hard for them to use it. Still, they ask Zelzim, since they're both within the same 10 amas, they're not, the Bnei Rafestis is not 10 amas higher than the Rishus Rabbim. So you see a riot to this Svara. And to the Gemara, no, maybe there's no riot. Maskib lo Rav Popo, v'dilmo kisharabim nechasfim olov bekumto v'sudra. We're talking about, no, maybe the mechit, the gag now tak is 10 tefachim higher than the Rishus Rabbim. And the Bnei Rafestis also is 10 tefachim higher than the Rishus Rabbim. So the question is, why did the Bnei Rishus Rabbim ask her on the Bnei Rafestis if there's no sulam kavua? L'chura for them it's kepesach. And for the Bnei Rishus Rabbim it's bezrikam. They have to throw up yutvachim. That's where it says, we're talking about the kumta, the sudra, we're talking about taking off their hats. I mean, somebody's walking through the Rishus Rabbim and he gets tired, he wants to rest a little bit. So the man, you take off your hat and you put it down. Now, 10 tefachim high, that's around 40 inches. Now, most people are more than 40 inches tall. Therefore, when they want to take off the hat, it's very easy. All you do is just take off your hat and put it on this wall, on this gag. Therefore, it's mamish called kepesach for the Bnei Rishus Rabbim also. That's why the Bnei Rishus Rabbim would asher on the Bnei of Rafesis. Yeah, like Rashi says, Bekumto v'sudra, sheregilim losis olav b'choyol, koivin umaferis. They put in the middle of the weekday, when you walk through the Rishus Rabbim, you put down your hat or your top coat on this roof. V'tashmish noich, it's very easy for them to use it. For hogan who? Lehem, lemasui kal kizeh, for something very easy like a hat. V'afo p'yishen eroi lehem lekitif, masui kovet, true, if they're carrying a heavy bundle on the back, they would not put it down on something yutfachim hoin. That's like we have all over, because the Amr b'yitzias ha-shabbis. Tisha chozil katif. If you have a hill, a mountain that's 9 tefachim high, then it's roi for the Bnei Rishus Rabbim to use it. Avoyud, but once you have this tail, yud tefachim high, loy. So you see something yud tefachim high, the Bnei Rishus Rabbim do not use it. Is han, immediately when, is that lamasli, carrying a bundle, covered, something heavy. Or miyo mashenke, lakum to vasudri here, a poshet a hat. Chozi, kishab niyodem ayefim, when people are tired. Pimaisacham in the summer months. Noitlin koibayim, they take off their hat, besudrin their jacket, rashayim and sheyafuach and haruach, till they cool off a little bit. Hilkas asri alayu. Therefore, the Bnei Rishus Rabbim asrim, since they have easy use of this gag, it's called mamish kepesach. Maybe the top balcony is taken not in the same 10 tefachim span as the Rishus Rabbim. It could be the Rafesis is taken 10 tefachim higher than Rishus Rabbim. For loy dom in the Rishus Shabbain Shtechat served Zuba Pesach Zuba Zrika. It's not the same to a normal case if one has an easier use and one has 10 high that's Bezrikam. The Chot Salav Tashmishta Bahani Koivim Kalim. Usually in a chot, you don't lift up your posh of the hat there. Ela b'kelim kevedim, you want to lift up heavy kelim. And then we say the svara that something is 10 tefachim high, you don't lift up something covered. Mashenken only hears the Rishus Rabbim to take off the hats, to put on top of the wall, that's an easy tashmish, that's noyach loy. Therefore it's called both of them have an easier tashmish, like they're both kepesach domi. Therefore here, the Bnei Rishus Rabbim would asser this gag on the Bnei Rafesis. If not for the svara that the Bnei Rafesis have a sulam kavua there, they have a permanent lattice, then we see as if this gag belongs to them, so it's their Rishus and not the Rishus Rabbim's. But Kol Zman is not a permanent ladder, since the Rishus Rabbim uses this roof very easily, we consider there also has an easy use here, so both the Bnei Rafesis and the Rishus Rabbim have an easy way to use it, they asa zel zel. A kolparim, there wouldn't be any riots, the svara we said before, that if two Rishuyis are within Yutfachim away, they ask the Zelzeh. Could be the end of the Emes Lamaisat Svara's name of the Svara. So you don't have a Raya from here. Fight. Omrav Yudah Mashmuel. Bor Shebein Shtei Chatzeros is Muflogas Mekoisel Zearba. Mekoisel Zearba. Zemoisi Ziz Kolshu. Umamala. Zemoisi Ziz Kolshu. Umamala. I can't believe this. We'll stop here. We'll see this in Mitzvah the next fake. We'll see this. Yeah, we're holding the Pei Hei. It's just last line, this last Gemara before. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The last Gemara, the Pei Dal Amar Beis. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel.